I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Recent airstrikes in Yemen and the nation's decade-long war are having a disproportionate, devastating impact on women and girls. One woman we'll call Isabel serves with nonprofit organizations that meet humanitarian needs in that nation.
I think it's easy in a place like Yemen to think of how oppressed women can be. And so it's even more encouraging and beautiful to hear how God is working through the lives of women there.
She knows one lady who grew up deeply questioning her status. After searching for answers, she discovered Christian resources, which opened her eyes to life in Christ. Her relentless search changed not only her life, but also her husband's and that of her community. You can find your place in this story. Pray in faith for God to do some awesome things among you many women, because He sees every one of them. More at missionnews.org. And Christians in Iran are people like you and me, not superheroes. But when the pressure comes on, God comes through in extraordinary ways. Reverend Shah Ahmadi with Iran Alive Ministry says one of their contacts was honest with God when she first became a Christian.
I love you, Jesus. I love what you did. I accept you. But it's very hard for me, practical, to go to Iranian regime and prison, whatever is that. So don't test me. Don't put me in that kind of, place.
Then her worst fears came true, and she was standing before a judge. She was ready to deny Christ, but suddenly found she was mute. In her heart, God gave her a choice. She realized she would rather speak and go to prison than remain mute. Hear how God used her to draw the judge and his wife to Christ in the full story at our website. And please take a moment and pray for strength for Christians who are under extraordinary pressure in Iran today. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.